You know, I saw a story the other day. There's a local outfit that's got to do something really nice for the American Heart Association. They're going to help them raise $1 million. But then I started looking into it, and how they're going to raise it is really intriguing. There's a company called Classic Recreations, and what they do is they operate in North Texas, and they make cars that are spitting image of something that was sold back in the late 60s, big Shelby's. Jeff Stone is the CEO of Classic Recreations and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Nice being on, David. I sure do appreciate it.
Well, I know I appreciate it. And I appreciate what you do, because I was intrigued. I was looking. I said, how are these people going to raise $1 million? I figured, well, you got to, you know. But what you're going to do is you're going to donate a big part of cars as you sell them. And you're going to give $100,000 a car. Then I said, how could you possibly give $100,000 a car? Then I found out these cars are $600,000 a piece. Tell me about your business.
Yeah, so what we do, and it's been interesting trying to explain to people what we do. When you think about the car business, or you think about classic cars, a lot of times people think about, you know, I own a classic car. I want to take it in. I want to make it a little bit better. Or I want to restore a classic car. And we kind of do something different. So our niche is it's called Recreations. What we do is we are licensed by Shelby. That's one of the products we build. And we actually build, best way to define it is collector cars from the late 60s. A lot of people just love the heart and soul of the lines and the beauty of the car and the cars in the 60s. And there's great cars out now, some great expensive exotic supercars, but it's missing that Americana that was in the design of the 60s. And so we actually build from an original Mustang under license through Shelby and some other brands, recreations of those vehicles. We build them in small batches.
These are the real cars, because I've seen years ago, I used to see that they would make these like out of plastic or vinyl tops that you would put on top of a Volkswagen, and it looked like something. But this is the actual car from the 60s.
Yeah, this is the real deal. Is, you know, we work very closely with Shelby to work under their license, doing the same thing Carroll did back in the 60s, and taking a Mustang and converting it into a Shelby. And so that's the same thing we do. A customer will call us. They have a very specific reason why they find us as a brand, and we basically go out and buy an original 60s Mustang. And we tear it down. We build it back up about 98% brand new. Most of the cars we build are out of carbon fiber, all brand new technology, all the creature comforts that you would want, but you don't normally get in the classic cars. And it goes into a lot of customers' collections. It's a unique car. It's a unique experience. Definitely gets the attention that a lot of the customers are looking to get. And then when we start working with the American Heart Association, gives us a good way to kind of link what we do with what our customers can do to actually, you know, to a real good purpose as well.
Carroll Shelby was a fascinating guy, but he was an international, I mean, he was a Texan, but he was 100%. An international figure. I mean, he won Le Mans, right? Sold cars.
That's what most people know him from.
Yeah, and he sold cars all over the world. So is this an international operation that you have?
100%. So we're out up here in Flower Mound. That's just happened to be where our factory is. We work on between 50 and 60 vehicles at a time. They're in different stages of production. We don't take in customer vehicles. We build our own products. But about 15 to 20% of our vehicles go international. I'd probably say about 10 to 15% of them are actually right-hand drive vehicles. So we just shipped one out to Japan recently. We've got one going to Australia this month. So it's very, very common that they go international.
You're building 50, 60, 500, 600, $700,000 cars at a time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a tremendous inventory. How do you finance something like that? I mean, you know, I hear Chevy dealers, you know, crying about their floor planning and how much it costs to, you know, to keep a bunch of Novas on the field. But what's involved in this operation?
So I think that's probably one of, you know, obviously we build a great product, and we can talk about our product all day long. What I think is interesting about, especially being the CEO, is how the business runs. We bought this business actually on April 1st of 2020, with super interesting timing to buy a manufacturing business on the kickoff of a global pandemic. I don't think anybody would have seen that coming. But we did moderately well in our previous careers. We were actually in fire and water damage restoration, consulting, property, hurricane type stuff. Mm-hmm. So when we bought this business, we saw what most businesses struggle with. They have a great product, but they kind of miss a lot of the business acumen to grow that kind of founder small business into something of size. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it comes down to sales, management, processes, financing, accounting. You know, the stuff that isn't as attractive, but is really what makes businesses run.
Not the sexy stuff.
No. And, you know, it's a lot of times customers come by and you know, it's hard not to be enamored by the vehicles we build, and we'll talk about those. But what's really interesting is when you look at taking, you know, a kind of a small business type product, you know, this restoration, what most people think of, what we call recreation of a classic car, and move it into a manufacturing environment. And obviously we are nowhere close to what, you know, Ford or GM or anybody like that.
Right.
But we are a family-owned, privately held business, and we're right up here in Flower Mound. We've got 60,000 square feet, about 40 employees, generally between 50 and 60 cars on in different stages of production. And it is manufacturing. It's 100% manufacturing.
Are you building spec at all? Or are these all ordered? I mean, they're paid for and you know who's going to get them.
They're all ordered. So, you know, for us, you know, the key is to get a quality vehicle out in the environment that we try to live in. Is it's all about the same process. So for a customer, they'll call and they'll order one of our vehicles. One of our most popular vehicles is a carbon fiber 1967 GT500. And so we do the exact same build process over and over and over again. But for the customer, they get a special custom car for them. You know, it's one of a kind for them. It's, you know, it's going to have a paint job they've never seen before. It's going to have the fit and finish on the inside, Bluetooth, you know, leather interior, but it's going to have the style of the 1967 Mustang, a Shelby Mustang. It's actually, they go in the Shelby registry, and it's actually a good investment. I mean, you know, we're not salespeople by any means. We're business people, but none of our vehicles depreciate. We actually had one just go across the floor at Barrett Jackson, one of our first pre-production carbon cars. I think it was originally sold pre-COVID days, before a lot of the prices went up on materials and labor, for just shy of $300,000. And it actually just hammered on the floor 2 weeks ago for $517,000.
Wow.
So the vehicles are actually appreciating in value. So they're great collector units.
So what's the turnaround time if I walk in and plop down my upfront money? How long is it going to take for me to get out of there with my Shelby GT500 CR Classic?
It's gotten better. Well, I'll tell you, when we bought the business, the turnaround time in this industry was about 5 to 7 years. Right now, we're getting closer to about 18 months. What it's taken to get to that point, though, is it's taken breaking down the business into lean manufacturing methodologies. We use there's a book out there called Traction. A lot of business owners use the entrepreneurial operating system to track all the KPMs and the bottlenecks and the inventory turns and everything else. That's what it takes to even get to 18 months. Most of these vehicles, they're hand-built, so we don't build by robots or anything here. They take between 1,500 and 2,000 man-hours here on site to build. So it's a very labor-intensive process. So to do that, you really have to have your finger on what's going on in the business, have the right management and coordination teams in place, or it can fall apart pretty quickly. So you really have to be on top of it.
So who do you hire? Who works for you? Who are those 40 people? Are they, I mean, were they mechanics? Are they artists? Or it really sounds like a very specialized trade.
It is. I'll tell you what I've learned, and I was raised around the appreciation of cars, but I never was trained on how to work on vehicles. I've learned so much from my staff here about the intricacy of what they do. And it's a higher level technician than you would see at a dealership. And there are great dealership technicians out there, but these guys have to be able to build a vehicle from soup to nuts. I mean, you're talking about, we have four different divisions, but in our paint shop, they have to be able to manage very high-end paint over carbon fiber. Most of our paint, you can actually see the carbon fiber through the paint with different colors. They have to understand that, you know, how they manage that material, how they manage that process, very, very detailed. And then the technicians are a final division, the assembly division. They have to be able to work on putting an engine in through a wiring harness, through interior, through driveline angles, through all the geometry and everything else. So we do look for very specific people. I'll tell you what's important to me, though, is in any industry that is like this, it's very easy to fall into the trap of ego, that I'm the only person who can do this job. And what we found is kind of being the outsider coming in is you know, it's about hiring the person that understands that they're part of something bigger than just how they build a car. So they just, it's just how they build a car, then it's not repeatable. It doesn't get enough customers, their vehicles in time, and they don't work as part of the team. So we're looking for artisans that understand they're part of something bigger. And I think that's what's been even great in, as we start talking about the American Heart Association, is to have the ability to buy a vehicle at a price point that we sell at is great in and of its own. To have the ability to build a vehicle like this is great. But if you don't link it to something that's greater than just having a really, really cool car that you're not going to see anywhere else in the world, then you're kind of missing something. So we have to find the people that have the passion for what we do.
So Jeff, do you have a body shop just in case?
Yeah, we have a body shop, do. Paint shop, and assembly shop. Yeah.
So if I wreck it, you could fix it for me.
Yeah, 100%.
I would cry. Is there a sticker prize? Any dickering?
Obviously we're proud of our vehicles. They are very expensive to build. They do hold quite a bit of value. The base model for our carbon fiber car starts right around $475,000. And then the customer can choose all the different litany of paint colors or brake caliper colors or trim packages, and they can make it their own. And I think that's what's been important to me is ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to have my vehicle be a representation of my personality.
Yeah.
And so when I drive, I happen to drive a truck, and everyone knows that's Jeff because the truck says Jeff on it. I mean, it looks like me. People walk out of meetings and they're like, oh, that's what you drive. Of course, that's what I drive. And so for our customers, it's the same thing, is they want to make it theirs. We've got customers who build their forever collections out of these cars. And so they choose their paint color, they choose their trim, they choose their wheels, they choose, you know, the different power options that we have. And it speaks to their personality. And that's where we can help kind of fill that need for the customers. They're looking for something that speaks to their personality, they can have in their collection, pass it on through generations.
That's fascinating business. Fascinating business. And like I say, it's fun to hear about it too. And I'm sure glad you're going to raise $1 million for the American Heart Association. Jeff Stone is the CEO of Classic Recreations. Good to have you with us. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. If you guys ever want to come up, we're right up here in Flower Mound. We love showing everybody what we do.
I think I'd like to do that. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.